next on the 5 o'clock report.
The American people, are their eyes are wide open to it. They're sick of it.
Did Joe Biden really not know about his son's business dealings?
It's not just conservatives gaining, it's the left-wingers losing.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Bill Price. Biden's business dealings.
If the last name was Trump, I think all of this would be handled differently.
That is our top story at 5. The administration continues to dodge questions over the controversial business dealings of the president's son. It comes as we learn today that Hunter Biden's business partner visited the White House nearly 30 times when Joe Biden was vice president. Shannon Bream at Fox News.
Using a government office is at the highest level potentially for personal benefit. Whether the last name is Biden or Trump, we should get answers.
Recently recovered emails also show the president paid $800,000 for Hunter Biden's legal bills back in 2019. Byron York is at the Washington Examiner.
What we're learning now makes one question absolutely critical, which is, did Joe Biden really not know about his son's business dealings? Tens of thousands of those dollars had to do with legal fees concerning Hunter Biden's business practices. So the question again is, did Joe Biden really not know about this?
Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson says where there's smoke, there's fire. And this story is a five-alarm blaze.
President Biden and his minions continue to lie to the American public. He obviously knew about Hunter Biden's business deals. Now we're getting emails showing that Joe Biden was going to be paying for some of the legal fees to set up joint ventures in China. This is corruption at the highest level, and the media continues to shrug and look the other way.
Republicans want a special prosecutor to look into the Bidens, but Attorney General Merrick Garland says a special prosecutor is not needed. Mayorkas on the hot seat. The other big story at 5.
We have effectively managed an unprecedented number of non-citizens seeking to enter the United States.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas began 2 days of testimony on Capitol Hill today, where he unveiled a 6-point plan to deal with the record number of illegal border crossings. That plan comes as President Biden gets set to end a Trump-era border policy next month. Brandon Judd is president of the National Border Patrol Council.
I have heard an awful lot of political speech in my career. I've heard an awful lot of lies, and there are very few bigger lies than anybody saying that they've effectively managed a crisis. They created this crisis.
Texas Congressman Dan Crenshaw says if Secretary Mayorkas does not stand up to the administration when it comes to securing the southern border, Republicans will launch impeachment proceedings against him.
Mayorkas is going to have to come up with a reckoning within himself. Is he going to stand up to the administration and say, look, I have to do my job. You asked me to be Department of Homeland Security Secretary, and I need to do my job or I'll resign. He's going to either have to do that, or he will face impeachment by Republicans. We want to give him the chance to do what's right.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked the Biden administration from ending Title 42 next month. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says Alejandro Mayorkas needs to go.
Because quite frankly, over this last year, we have seen 100,000 Americans die as a result of the failed Biden policies at our southern border, and from the gas station to the grocery store to the gang seizing control of it, the Biden administration's policy failures are on full display and nowhere greater than our southern border.
The administration says COVID is not as great a threat as it was under the previous administration, so Title 42 is no longer needed. But critics say ending it will result in 18,000 illegal border crossings every single day in this country. Let's head overseas, where today Russia freed a jailed U.S. Marine in a prisoner swap. Moscow releasing Marine veteran Trevor Reed in exchange for a Russian drug trafficker who was serving time in America. Reed's mother, Paula, says she can't wait to hug her son again.
Finally, after waiting all this time, I'm going to be able to hug my kid, you know, put my arms around him. You know, I had a little bit of a panic attack when he told me he was going to spend the whole summer in Russia. So 9 months, and then now it's been almost 1,000 days. So I'm just excited to see him.
Trevor Reed was jailed in 2019 on assault charges after a night of heavy drinking in the Russian capital. Today, Russia cut the energy supply to Poland and Bulgaria as the war with Ukraine continues.
I don't think this is that significant a cause for alarm, given that we're through winter by and large.
Former CIA director and retired retired general David Petraeus.
This is a reflection, I think, of Putin's growing concern about the fact that so many countries of the world are coming together to support Ukraine.
Today, Russian forces pounded eastern and southern targets in Ukraine. General Petraeus says Moldova may be Vladimir Putin's next target. The country is situated on Ukraine's western border and shares a lot of similar characteristics. Conservatives on Twitter have gained more followers ever since the world's richest man acquired the company for $44 billion earlier this week.
It's not just conservatives gaining, it's the left-wingers losing.
Radio talk show host Clay Travis says Twitter is starting to pull back on conservative censorship out of fear that Elon Musk will expose what's been going on the platform.
I think that we're just seeing some of these restrictions taken off, and the result is you're seeing what conservatives have argued for a long time, that this was a rigged social media game designed to favor the left-wingers, and with Elon Musk coming in, those prescriptions are returning to more of a normalcy.
The hashtag Leave Twitter started trending by liberals after Monday's deal was announced. Former President Barack Obama, the most popular account on the site, lost 300,000 followers this week because of the Elon Musk takeover at Twitter. Well, after 3 years, the U.S. may finally be moving past COVID. Dr. Anthony Fauci, who's been the mouthpiece for the government's response to the pandemic for the past 2 years, says the country is past the pandemic phase of this health crisis. Mark Thiessen at The Washington Post says he's been past that phase for quite a while now.
Now that Fauci has spoken, I guess we are out of the pandemic phase. I think millions of Americans were already out of the pandemic phase for a while. We've been all been enjoying our Fauci-free lives. And now he comes in to re-inject himself into the conversation.
Thiessen says Dr. Fauci has been given too much of a platform for far too long when it comes to COVID. President Biden speaking today at the funeral for the late former Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
In the 20th and 21st century, freedom had no greater champion than Madeleine Corbel Albright.
During today's service at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C., the president said Albright's story was America's story. Madeleine Albright was the nation's first female Secretary of State. She died last month after battling cancer. Still to come this Wednesday, anti-violence initiative in Rochester, debate night in Harrisburg, and the prom dress drive at Pembroke High.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Cold nights will include the risk of frost. The good news, however, is as high pressure builds into the region, clearing skies will develop. Some sunny days are ahead. For the night tonight, though, plenty of clouds. A couple of evening rain and snow showers, a little frost late as the skies break more, and temperatures dip into the 20s and low 30s. Tomorrow and Friday, plenty of sunshine. Still cooler than normal. Normal high temperatures this time of year are in the 60s, but we'll approach 50 tomorrow and reach into the 50s then on Friday. And the weekend looks nice.
All right, Kevin Williams, appreciate it. Checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania, Wednesday, April 27th. Back to the drawing board. Today, the New York State Court of Appeals, the highest court in the Empire State, rejected the state's new congressional maps, which were widely seen as favoring Democrats. The court says the district boundaries had been unconstitutionally gerrymandered. Officials say today's ruling could also mean New York's primary gets moved back from June to August to give officials more time to redraw new maps. Debate night in Pennsylvania. Four Republicans who want to be the next governor in the Keystone State will take part in an hour-long debate tonight at 8 at the studios of ABC 27 in Harrisburg. Lou Barletta, Doug Mastriano, Bill McSwain, and Dave White will all duke it out on stage with just 3 weeks to go until the May 17th primary. After a recent spate of shootings in Rochester, Mayor Malik Evans unveiled a new initiative today to combat crime. It's called the Rochester Peace Collective. It's a community-based initiative that includes job training, conflict resolution, and youth development.
There are no vaccines for violence. There's no single magic elixir. There's no magic wands. And anyone that tells you that if we just do one thing, they don't know what they're talking about.
Mayor Evans says the anti-violence initiative will use $5 million in federal funds to help stop potential problems before they start.
It's going to require a comprehensive community-first strategy that leaves no stone unturned. And if something's not working, guess what we're going to do? find out why it didn't work, start over, and try something different.
A similar initiative was announced earlier this week in Syracuse, which is also seeing a record spike in gun violence. Officials at the NTSB updating the investigation into yesterday's Mercy Flight helicopter crash that killed two people in Genesee County, New York. Officials said today that a loud boom was heard right before that chopper went down near Batavia. James Sauer from Churchville, New York, and Stuart Dietrich from Texas, both killed in the crash. Officials say the chopper was conducting a training mission when it went down. Record-setting day today in Buffalo in terms of snowfall. Here's WIVB meteorologist Mike Sika.
Buffalo Niagara International has a 5 a.m. 1.2 inches. You're not going to find 1.2 inches on the ground, but a lot of that's been melting. The old record is 0.2 of an inch, and that was set back in 1931.
South Wales, New York, and Erie County got nearly 4 inches of the white stuff earlier today. A prom dress drive is underway at Pembroke High School in Western New York. A teacher there launched the drive to help girls attend prom without breaking the bank.
You want to feel pretty. You want to be able to get a dress that you want that maybe you couldn't afford. Or even if you could afford it, why waste your money on something you're going to wear once?
For the past 2 weeks, Murray Becker has been collecting gently used dresses and has set up a rack outside of her classroom for girls to choose from.
When I went to prom, we all shopped, like everyone went to the store in the Boulevard Mall. This was the dress. Like no one else was guaranteed to have this dress. If you got it from this store, you just like felt so special. And I want to give that feeling to the students, but like eliminating the stigma that like someone has already worn this dress.
Becker is even offering to do dress alterations in her classroom for girls going to prom. And she plans to open the dress drive to other events too at the school.
The 7th and 8th graders light up when they see the dresses, and they've already been talking like, yeah, why would I get a dress from somewhere else? I can just get my dress here. And I'm hoping that stays with them and just make them feel good about themselves.
Anyone with dresses to donate can drop them off at any of the three schools in the Pembroke district. Time now for your market report brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
After a rough day yesterday, the markets took a breath today, ending the session generally flat. That despite big names like Google parent company Alphabet and Boeing falling short of earnings estimates. Other big names like Microsoft and Visa beating estimates handily, providing some much-needed good news. Oil today stayed at $102 a barrel. The Dow gained 62 points, the S&P 500 rose 8, and the NASDAQ lost just a single point. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
And when they had crucified him, they divided his garments among them by casting lots. I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. The image of Roman soldiers casting lots for Jesus' clothing should be enough to turn Christians away from gambling and its many evils. The Bible doesn't call gambling a sin, but it does warn us about wanting easy money. 1 Timothy 6:9 reads, "But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation, into many senseless and harmful desires." We only see lottery winners, never the father who spent his paycheck on lottery tickets. 1 Corinthians 10:31 tells us, "So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." You simply can't make the case that gambling honors God. Connect with a certified Kingdom Advisor who's been trained to deliver financial advice that aligns with your Christian values by visiting our website, moneywise.org.
And still to come this Wednesday, grilling 1 million steaks. You'll meet the woman who did that. After this.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Cold nights will include the risk of frost. The good news, however, is as high pressure builds into the region, clearing skies will develop. Some sunny days are ahead. For the night tonight, though, plenty of clouds. A couple of evening rain and snow showers. A little frost late as the skies break more. And temperatures dip into the 20s and low 30s. Tomorrow and Friday, plenty of sunshine. Still cooler than normal. Normal high temperatures this time of year are in the 60s. But we'll approach 50 tomorrow and reach into the 50s then on Friday and the weekend. Looks nice.
All right, Kevin, finally at 5, a restaurant worker is being honored for reaching a grilling milestone. Family Life's Brian Querry.
A Georgia woman who has worked at the same restaurant for over 20 years was honored after grilling what is believed to be her 1 millionth steak. Gail Dudley, who has worked at the Longhorn Steakhouse in Columbus, Georgia for more than 20 years, was surprised at work by executives from the nationwide chain after grilling her 1 millionth steak. For her achievement, executives presented Dudley with a $5,000 check, a gold chef coat, and the title of Grill Master Legend. Longhorn said reaching this milestone is rare, as only a small handful of employees before have. Congratulations, Gail Dudley, on a job well done. Brian Querrey, Family Life News.
Congratulations indeed. Thank you, Brian. That's the world we live in this Wednesday. I'm Bill Price, Family Life News.